You're listening to a podcast by the Perennial Leader Project. To learn more, visit perennial.substack.com. Welcome back to In Search of Wisdom. Today we're discussing a practice I usually refer to as the wisdom to know the difference. Specifically, we're revisiting and reflecting on a previous meditation I sent out from the Letters to a Young Seeker series, which comes out every Thursday, and it's titled Neither Good Nor Bad. In this episode, you can expect to learn what it means to discern between what matters and what doesn't in everyday life. One quick note before we get started. We are getting ready to start a course called Perennial Habits, which explores the art and science of lifelong practices. This course is free for Perennial Meditations members. You can visit perennial.substack to learn more. All right, without any further delay, on to the episode. Discerning between the good and bad is an essential task in life. The ancient Greek biographer Diogenes of Laertes wrote that the Stoics defined wisdom as knowing what is good, being virtue, bad, which is vice, and indifferent. But strangely, one of the most challenging things in life is to recognize that most things are actually neither good nor bad. The Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius observed in Meditations that if you are afraid of something, you think that it's going to be bad for you, when in fact, since it is neither virtue nor vice, it is neither good nor bad. Interestingly, the phrase neither good nor bad appears several times in Meditations and across other wisdom traditions. As humans, we are wired to categorize and label. Our minds project these categories onto the world for a simple reason. It makes it much easier to get around. But like most things, it has benefits and downsides. The philosopher Nick Bomarito, a previous podcast guest you may remember, writes in his book Seeing Clearly that words and ideas can trick us into assuming the world fundamentally has the divisions that we project onto it. For example, having words for colors can be helpful, but you might start believing that there are only as many colors out there as there are names for them. What began as a conventional tool, writes Bomarito, gets mistaken for how the world works. Similarly, the Buddhist teacher and nun Pema Chodron talks about the Buddha's main concern being to help people become free of suffering. Understanding our suffering originates from confusion on our mind, his objective was to help us wake up from that confused state. In her book Welcoming the Unwelcome, Chodron explains, the Buddha spoke a lot about the importance of working with one's ego. But what did he mean by, quote, ego? There are various ways to talk about this word, but one definition I particularly like is that which resists what is. Ego struggles against reality, stresses Chodron, against the open-endedness and natural movement of life. It's very uncomfortable with vulnerability and ambiguity, with not being quite sure how to pin things down. Getting comfortable with the notion that much of life is neither good nor bad is an exercise in letting go. Letting go of our desire for how we feel life ought to be at any given moment, and learning to live in the vulnerability and ambiguity of life. Embodying these types of timeless ideas is no small feat. Even Marcus Aurelius needed constant reminders. He wrote to himself, but death and life, glory and obscurity, pain and pleasure, wealth and poverty, All these things come to good and bad people alike, since they are morally neutral in themselves, and this proves that they are neither good nor bad. Why do so many of us fail to recognize that much of life is morally neutral or neither good nor bad? It seems to connect with a lack of knowledge. Following Socrates' lead, the Stoics held that virtue was knowledge. The Stoics recognized four primary virtues, which originated from Plato's Republic, which are prudential wisdom, courage, moderation, and justice, and analyzed each as a kind of knowledge. For example, wisdom is knowledge of good and bad. Courage is knowledge of what to fear and what not to fear. Moderation is knowledge of what to pursue and avoid. And then finally, justice is knowledge of what to give or not give to others. Recognizing the aspects of life that are neither good nor bad can change our lives. It can change how we see ourselves, others, and the world around us. For the Stoics and other wisdom traditions, moral virtue is the only good thing, and moral vice is the only bad thing. Everything else falls into the indifferent category, and it is unwise to describe a quote, indifferent, as good or bad. This brings us to the phrase, the wisdom to know the difference. It doesn't just apply to virtue and vice. One could reasonably argue that all philosophical and spiritual traditions follow this similar framework. Traditions usually have principles and practices identified as good and things to avoid, usually the opposite of what is the good. The American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr highlighted the wisdom to know the difference in his famous Serenity Prayer, which many of you have probably heard. Although it was originally longer, today it's commonly quoted as, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. The idea of knowing the difference is an essential skill. Thousands of years before Niebuhr, the Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it like this: the chief task in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals, not under my control, and which have to do with the choices I actually control. When it comes to our principles, we must do the same. Separate matters so that we can clearly say what is, quote, good and what is not. Consider reflecting on the virtue of temperance as an example. What does it actually mean to be self-disciplined? Or another question could be, what does a lack of self-discipline look like? You might consider pausing for a moment to reflect on those. To consistently put our virtues into practice, we need a relatively high level of clarity to distinguish the good virtue and the bad vice. In their book, The Good Life Method, Megan Sullivan and Paul Blaschko, previous podcast guests, explain that philosophers use reason to give us the structure of the goal, but philosophy cannot color in the details. It cannot tell you what your specific work is going to be, how to love the particular kid you have, or how to see God in the twists and turns of your experience. The good life is challenging to pin down in exact details. Think about it in terms of the cardinal virtues, or what's up to us, what's not up to us, what is wise and unwise, what is useful and unuseful. consider reflecting on your answers to the questions about temperance. I imagine that your responses are case dependent. There's a great deal of nuance, even if we have objective values like temperance, for example. What is self-disciplined or courageous in one situation is not in another. Context matters. Sullivan and Blasco suggest having a vision of the good life, a philosophical theory of what you're aiming at, is not crazy, impossible, or impractical. It is one of the most practical exercises we can undertake, since your philosophical views can help you make all of the other very difficult decisions you face. When we ask ourselves questions about the good life, we do two things. First, we begin to identify what truly matters to us. And two, we discover the type of life we don't want to lead. Whether distinguishing good from bad, or what is up to us and not up to us, the wisdom to know the difference is about recognizing whether or not our actions align with the former or the latter. Thank you for listening to another episode of the In Search of Wisdom podcast. I hope you found something useful for daily life. If so, I encourage you to put what you heard into practice. If you're interested in more tools for the art of living, consider subscribing to Perennial Meditations on Substack. By becoming a member, you'll help support the project and gain access to our podcasts, meditations, and courses. Until next time, be wise and be well.